Hey, everybody. Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for June 3rd, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. Hey, nice day. So you know what that means. Softball tonight, 16 softball, back on the field at Mozart Park. If you want to come over there, come on by. There are no bleachers, so you got to sit in the dirt, which is usually mud. So just plan accordingly. We're not playing, though. I'm not playing. I don't know if I told you this, but tonight, Ernie is in as the co-manager. Pete and I are hosting Extension 720 tonight, which is on because there is no White Sox game. So that's going to happen regularly, where we're going to miss a couple of big games. But I'm telling you, we get to playoff time, and that happens, there's going to be a sub. I'm not missing a playoff game. I don't remember how much we talked about this on air last year. Last year when we won the championship game actually was on the same day as a friend of mine, Ike Barinholtz, no big deal. He wanted me to host his Q&A because he had a movie coming out, The Oath, right? It was The Oath. And I had to tell him to find a replacement because I would not miss my softball game, which makes sense, right? If anyone's ever played any sort of softball, you know you're not going to skip it. But it was like a big deal. Like it was out at the AMC or Landmark or whatever. It's going to be in front of a bunch of people, a lot of our old friends from Chicago community. You know, something that has been planned for. Pete went to much trouble to get it all set up. Is all set up. And I'm like, meh. No, I wouldn't really have anyone to play third base. So I was out. The best part, though, is that Ike agreed when I told him. He's like, no, of course, you have to. You can't miss the 16-inch softball championship. So I'm just letting Todd know now that if we get to the playoffs and there's some big playoff games, you might be going into the Rolodex to replace me for a Monday night in August, which really is September because of rainouts, which really is October. We're playing that game around Thanksgiving. So, all right, let's get to the headlines. Springfield just got a makeover. They actually get things done. How about that? Think of all the issues that have plagued the state in the last 10 years. All of the storylines, all of the drama. And just like that, in one session, it's all done, over, taken care of. We can go home now. Yay! On our new roads. Just don't drive because gas is going to be super expensive. But you can Uber it, get all legally high while you stop off to play blackjack, and still have a right to get an abortion. Illinois, we're the only blue state that's left. That's the new slogan. Capital plan passed this weekend. 19-cent tax per gallon on gasoline is going to pay for it. That and extra $50 for license plate renewals. Listen, I would gladly give you an extra $50 if you eat the $1 fee for using your debit card. Right? It's ridiculous that they pass that on to us. I pay your salary. The least you could do is pick up $1. Now you're going to add that? No. Also, casinos, one's coming to Chicago, and it's not going to be your storefront boutique dealio. Nope, it's humongous. 4,000 gaming spots, whatever that means. That means it can be anything from slots to tables, but there's 4,000 units. To give you an idea, the Bellagio in Vegas is 3,700 units. We better get a fountain and a couple of Bruno Mars sightings per quarter for that kind of size. Now the argument will switch to where it should go, and it better go downtown, because if it doesn't, then I think you've really told us what you think of casinos. Who wants tourism dollars when you can have the locals' cash? Right? It's just another tax. Like I said, I want to see like music videos and stuff being shot there. It could be really, really classy or really, really skanky. I haven't figured out where the Chicago casino is going to land yet. Really classy or really skanky. There's no middle. There's not going to be a middle. It's either going to be bright lights, big city, or cigarette butts on the carpet. The other weird part about the gambling bill, they're making mobile gambling wait 18 months to begin. It's anything online. So the law says sports betting is legal if you want to go to the brick-and-mortar sportsbook, like nobody does. Why 18 months? To punish FanDuel. Seriously, I guess the fantasy sports site thumbed its nose to Illinois, and now the lawmakers are thumbing back. So good job, lawmakers. You stuck it to FanDuel. Take that, DraftKings. Damn the actual residents of the state who, I don't know, might want to use it. No! FanDuel sucks! It's 18 months. It's ridiculous. Also, gun laws failed. They wanted to tighten up the FOIA card requirements and make it more complicated to buy and own a gun, which some legislators push back on, saying it's going to make it too complicated to buy and own a gun. Yeah. You don't have to worry about gun control because we legalize possible ways for you to escape it. Right? Escape from it all! Also, failing reforms on property taxes, property tax assessments. The new assessor wanted some new rules and really a bill to bring the system into the 21st century. You know, stop writing things down in pencil. But Springfield's pretty happy with living in the 70s. Just look at the colors in the State House. That deep brown, maroon, and electronic voting board. I'll bet you that board is an LED certified. But yeah, why did the property tax reform die in the vine? I think we need to dig deeper. Oh, wait, was that Bruno Mars? Wow. He just walked by? Such cool gold pants. In sports, let's go White Sox. How about the homestand? 6-1 and currently occupying second place in the AL Central. To think it was just last weekend that the Sox fans were ready to write them off. Sox fans? Okay, me. But what a difference a week makes, huh? And yesterday, another stellar performance from Lucas Giolito, who's now 8-1 with a sub-250. Forget about making the All-Star team. How about starting the All-Star game? But what's buried here is that the Sox are gaining confidence at the right time. They may not have a shot at the AL Central, but they currently sit two back in the wild card. Two back! The Red Sox are not that great this year, and the current wild card spot is held by the Rangers. Or Rangers? Who even plays for the Rangers these days? Is Bobby Valentine still their coach? Who's catching? Is Pete Incaviglia? He's Odubi McDowell still in center field? Who's in the pen? Who's setting up? Is Cecilio Guante still setting up? See, 88 Rangers were the best. The Cubs, on the other hand, the Cubs got swept out of St. Louis this week and are now two games back to the Brewers. Something's off. Maybe it's the injuries, but the Cubbies were rolling, and now it seems like someone just put a stick in the spokes. Yesterday, Adam Wainwright turned back the clock. He actually walked seven guys, but the Cubs couldn't muster any runs at all off him for like eight innings. What? Seven walks and no runs? That's okay. So now they welcome the LA Angels to town for a quick makeup game. As of recording time, they're going to win that game. The Angels are actually playing well themselves. The Angels? Who are the Angels? Oh, I know they have Mike Trout and Albert Pujols, and they got Shohei Ohtani. But after that, I don't know, is Cookie Rojas still coaching? Mike Witt still the ace of the Angels? How about a Wally Joyner or a Dick Schofield? Or maybe the best 80s baseball name of all time, Chili Davis. Chili Davis was on the 88 Angels. There's no better year in baseball than 1988. I'm telling you, you can do bits. Also, Cargo activated for today's game. Got a hit, too. That was quick. The NBA Finals, quite entertaining. The Golden State Warriors are getting the injury bug at the worst time, but that didn't stop them from stealing one last night in Toronto. The series 1-1. They lost Klay Thompson to a hammy. You know how he hurt himself? He hurt himself taking a shot and then trying to get fouled. That's the new thing that all these three-pointers do. Like, Steph Curry did that, I don't know, six times yesterday where he actually initiates the contact. Klay Thompson jumped up in the air and in midair tried to grab contact and fell down and ripped his hammy. Way to go, bro. Way to go. He joins Kevin Durant on the sideline. We'll see what happens with that. The Raptors missed a gazillion shots last night. I don't know what the record is for missing shots in the second half of a finals game, but the Raptors probably broke it. Drake's going to rap about that next year. Raptors with the shot. Miss. And in hockey, I think offseason's begun. I haven't been paying attention. I heard nothing about the Stanley Cup, which makes sense because nobody outside Boston and St. Louis gives a rat's ass about this matchup, which right now has the Bruins up 2-1. That's it. That's all I got. I got to get ready for Extension 720. Going to be a great show tonight. Enjoy the rest of your commute home. I know it's all brake lights or stop trains in front of you right now, but it's going to break wide open. I just know it.